Alrighty, let's get the book.
This one's great.
Oh, there you go. Good morning, everyone. Sorry for the delay. It is the June meeting of the Land Bank Corporation, and let me have approval of the minutes, if anyone would like to move that.
So move.
Second?
Second.
All in favor? I'm sorry, any corrections? If not, all in, of course not. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, passed. So I want to bring up something first that's not on the agenda, but Jack had suggested this, that we change our land bank meetings to 11 o'clock so you're not all waiting for a half an hour or more for AIP to end.
Yeah, we've run late a couple months in a row and want to respect everyone's time. But if 11, I guess the question is for Mayors Walsh and Buckley and Mr. Reichman, if that works, if 11 works better so you're not sitting around waiting if AIP runs long.
Yeah, I think it'd be better if this is going to be a consistent thing, it's probably smarter to have it 11.
Sounds good. Well, I agree.
Okay, Mark? Is Mark on?
He stepped away for a minute. He got
we'll
a
right hurt. Back.
Yep.
I think it's going to be, because it seems to be the tradition now, so that way we're not hurrying AIP to finish as well. Mark, are you there? Yep. Did you hear
sorry.
Us talk? That's okay.
Like 11's good for me.
Okay. All right. And welcome back to the committee, Mark.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Treasurer's report. We all got a copy. We're looking good still.
Yep. Mitch sent that out yesterday. If anybody has any questions.
Anybody have any questions on the treasurer's report?
I don't have a question, just a comment, Hilda. The project summaries at the bottom for each house, I like that a lot. I think that's a great reference where we can look at a particular house and see what's going on. I think that's really smart.
Yep, it makes a difference. Yeah, because sometimes you get tied up with everything and you can't remember what happened to each house. So yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
All righty. Enterprise grant.
First one on the list is the Pulteney home. Still for sale. There is a open house this Saturday, June 5th. Mobile work crew has been out there mowing the yard, keeping that up to date. So really no new changes on that. That one does have to be within the AMI guideline limit. So that one's been a little bit tougher to sell.
So when is the open house?
Saturday.
This Saturday?
Yep.
Because I guess we haven't had much interest in it lately, right?
They've had showings, but with the AMI restrictions has really been the part that hurts it.
Okay. How about 7162?
Now, Rocco just informed me that the asbestos survey just came back. So we'll review that to see what sort of abatement has to happen. And also once that's completed, we'll need to get the bids out for the work to be completed. Do you have anything on that one, Rocco?
I don't think my mic's working. Yeah, I was just trying to review it on my phone. It looks like it's just 16 square feet of dump wrap, so it shouldn't be that big of an abatement job.
Good.
We are working on the specs. They should be complete by now, and hopefully we'll have some pricing back next month for rehab. And we're working on some in-kind donations for this one as well. So we're trying to bring in some free kitchens and some doors and appliances. So we're getting creative with this one.
Good to hear.
So we still think it's a good house.
Yeah.
Because I know that was part of the discussion. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty. How about Front Street and Addison?
We'll do the two next one. 115 Front and 44 Upper Farnham. We do have title to these two, and these two will be demoed in June. This month, we're in the midst of setting up a meeting with LCP, the contractor, the demo contractor, to coordinate times with DPW to have trucks there to hit one than the other. So this one is really just trying to figure out a date to get the contractors there with DPW.
So June, so this month.
Yep.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Good.
Checks were mailed out.
I'm sorry, we couldn't hear you.
The checks were mailed checks out. Were-
yeah, yeah. So they should have received them weeks ago.
Okay. Apparently they have. I haven't got any phone calls lately, so.
Because I think we discussed that at the last meeting, didn't we?
Yeah.
So what about the, did the Village of Addison then waive the village tax and sewer and water? Because you were going to go to your committee. Okay, good.
Yeah, I've emailed Ursula to get a copy of the minutes, but she hasn't replied yet. I'm sure she'll send them soon.
Okay.
I'll
contact her and just a reminder. So.
Then how about Olive Place in Hornell?
So this one, we're just on the verge of getting the stub search back for the title. So we're hoping to have this executed within the end of this week, beginning of next week, and this will work also with the Addison demo. So the same contractor has all three. So we'll just go from Addison to the city of Hornell and do them right in a row. So this will happen in June as well.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. They're going to be busy this month.
And we have Craig Patrick in the law office has wrote up the contract between ProAction and Land Bank and has been approved the form. So we're good to go on that front too.
I know they talked about it at the ProAction board meeting as well. We talked about this and what they're going to do with the space.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Habitat for Humanity update.
We have sent out half of the money, $40,500. One of the two properties is ahead of the other, but I'll let Rocco speak to these two properties.
Yeah, the Land Bank's work scope at 356 3rd Street, I believe, was electrical, HVAC system, and roof. So that was all completed, and we inspected that and paid that out. That home should be done with a CFO within a month. They're starting the second home, 271 Park Avenue. Our portion is a huge foundation job and a roof and HVAC system. So the roof is complete and the HVAC foundation contractor has started work there. The total CFO for that project, aside from our portion, should be by July on that project.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That'll make a difference in the community. Right, Mark?
Mark, yeah, that property. Those are both CHP and target zones as well.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that will make a big difference.
So based on all that, we need some more info. We need more properties, right? And we talked about Pulteney. There was a list of 66 homes that needed some work in Pulteney, and in Cameron, they're doing a housing study. Have we made any progress?
So Pulteney, I've not heard back from the town manager, so I'm not sure where that stands at this point. Cameron, we're very engaged with the community there. Streetec did a housing study, and I met with the town manager last week, and we're doing a going to a public meeting on June 16th to present what all community partners and programs are available to assist the township with their housing needs. So we have a lot of great data. What the land bank can bring to the table is to be determined yet, but once after this public meeting, we'll see if there's any opportunities for us to do some work there in collaboration with a lot of other things we'll try to bring to that community.
So is the housing study going on right now, or are they going to do it?
It's complete.
It's completed.
Yeah, great data. We have income data. Every home in the township has had a window survey and been evaluated. So we have a lot of great data. We're working on a landlord ambassador program that could help with some rental assistance there with rental properties. But if the land bank's able to acquire any homes that make sense, I'll present that at the town meeting.
And throughout May, I reached out to a number of code enforcement officers to kind of put together a list based on what they would feel is a priority in their area. I should have those back in June, but that's obviously probably going to have to wait until the moratorium is lifted on they'll probably be most likely tax foreclosure properties. So more of a waiting game.
There is a new program that was released through the state. There's $25 million available specifically to land banks throughout the whole state. We're taking advantage of the funding in Chemung County. You can apply for subsidies up to $95,000 to offset costs for up to 10 homes. It's focused on minority neighborhoods. So we've identified census tracts in Chemung County. So if the county has any primarily minority neighborhoods that we could utilize those funds for, it's an amazing program. I'm just not sure Steuben County has that. Michelle Johnson with Corning Inc. is heading it up as well. And she wasn't optimistic that there would be a right fit in Steuben County, but maybe if we have any of that data.
Mark, do you have any of that data?
Sorry, I was on mute. I'm not sure I could check.
And the subsidies for minority home ownership, the subsidy is up to $95,000 per home. So it is a big lift to some communities where resale values are pretty low.
So does it have to be a group, like a neighborhood of minority properties?
Yeah, historically, yes. That's the key, yes.
I can talk with Matt Sousa and see if he has any of that information.
Yeah.
Did you receive that, Chris, that came out this week?
Yeah, we have a call on that this week, tomorrow maybe. So I'm sure that we'll have more detailed information. I really haven't seen anything on it yet. So this is really the first time hearing of it.
Okay. I'll forward it to
you. Okay.
Would Jen have any of that information, Mark?
Possibly. The other one could be Victoria at STC. Oh. Victoria pulls a lot of demographic type information for us.
Because I don't know obviously every street, but I'm thinking more South Corning than Corning.
Yeah, I was thinking Tuxel Avenue down in that area, possibly.
Yeah, Glenn and Tuxel, but I don't see and don't think there is a grouping of minorities in the city of Corning, but I could be wrong.
The land bank would be acquisition of the homes, and then there's financing available if needed, and the subsidies, and they do pay a developer fee of 12%. So they're kind of slam dunk deals if you work with a housing agency to bring in the target buyers.
Is it to refurbish or is it to demolish or is it both?
It's to have turnkey homes in these blighted neighborhoods, and to have minority home ownership is the goal.
You know, Hilda, South Corning isn't much different than, the city of Corning or Bath or Hornell or any of us. I mean, most of the homes built before the 1960s, similar styles to what we have. And, the blight's creeping in there as well. So, it's possible if we could qualify an area down there in South Corning, it could make an impact in that community.
Yeah, it's my top priority this summer in Chemung County, and we're doing a presentation to that board from Community Preservation Corporation, and I will flesh out all the details. And, if we can do it scattered and just focus on the home ownership piece, it would be a great tool.
Yeah, that could be a boost because I don't think we've ever done anything like that before. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. So, Rocco, you'll get with us and let us know after you've sorted all those details out.
Yeah, I've been in the loop for about 6 weeks now, but the formal RFP came out yesterday. So now all the land banks will have the information and we will spend the next couple of weeks getting all the details.
Perfect.
And Corning's providing a subsidy as well through their diversity department. Oh.
So maybe they, Michelle and whoever is working on it with her, maybe they've identified some in Corning as well.
They've only identified the east side of Elmira, so I'm going to have to push that to see what we can do in Steuben.
Okay. Let us know if we can help. Perfect. What else? What other good things are we doing?
Last thing on the agenda was use of properties. I just wanted to basically get the feel of the board and direction from you guys, because we've received requests from like the sheriff's department and SWAT and fire departments to be able to use the properties for training type exercises. And I don't feel that I should be able to, you know, make the decision or let them do it or not do it. And I've talked with Jen and, you know, we thought it'd be best to have you guys make that decision.
Personal opinion, I'm not, I have some pretty serious concerns. I mean, not that it wouldn't go to good use, but in some of the exercises there potentially could be drywall damage, other things. I'm also concerned about we'd have a chain of liability between Correct. The county and the land bank, and it just seems to muddy it. I mean, there are other avenues for training purposes. Yep.
Yeah, that was kind of what Chris and I had discussed, and that it doesn't meet the mission of the land bank. So it was hard to kind of make that connection that for not-for-profit, why is the property being used not in line with the mission? But again, we discussed it and said it's not our decision. So,
but Jack's thought is essentially what we came, you know, what first and foremost on my mind was liability. If you had a, you know, a fireman rushing up the second floor and he just happened to go through the stairs, even if they did sign something to hold us harmless, we would still be in a chain of liability.
What does everybody think? I agree, but the rest of the committee want to chime in?
I agree as well.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know that it really has anything to do with what the land bank's about.
I agree. Too much liability.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yep, I think that's...
I'll use that going
forward.
You
don't need a motion.
No, that was just to get your feel. You know, I can filter these out as they come in.
Yeah, I think we all agree.
Okay, thank you.
What else? Anything else? Anybody have anything on online? Nothing?
So next month we'll do 11 a.m. just to make sure that we will be on time for 11 a.m.
Yeah, next month on July 7th, we'll be at 11 o'clock. So we'll be sending that out in the minutes as well.
Okay.
Okay. If nobody has anything else, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
Anybody have any objections? So, Alex, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are now adjourned.
Thanks.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Good work. Bye.